by the way, we have this hour, we're going to be having Chris Gerner, who is with AmericanExpose.com, American spelled with a K, not a C. And Chris has been for many, many years using documentation, exploring and researching the UN system and its implementation in America. He was one of the first to talk about Agenda 21, bring that to the forefront. He's been talking before it became popular in the patriot circles to talk about the North American Union and the free trade area of the Americas. Chris was a pioneer talking about this stuff years before the others caught up with it, you know, and started talking about it and making it commonplace, making it even mainstream. So we're going to be talking with Chris in the next couple of hours here, and starting with this hour, and we have Chris Gerner waiting in the wings. I want to bring Chris Gerner up in the conversation right now because he's waiting in the wings. Chris Gerner, many of you will know, he spent years researching and documenting the tangled web of the United Nations system and its implementation in America. As host of his American Exposé broadcast, which aired on various networks, including this one, over a near 14-year time span, he was one of the very first to expose the North American Union, as I said, the NAFTA superhighway system, a topic that didn't become common to patriot circles until years later. He's been one of a handful of broadcasters to connect the dots to Agenda 21, which is still seldom discussed and poorly understood among freedom-loving people to this very day. As I said, his website, AmericanExpose.com, spelled with a K, it's a treasure trove of research information, documentation about the socialist takeover in America by the United Nations implementation, and all folks without them ever having fired a shot. Chris, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for the invite.
Hey, it's a pleasure to have you. You've been out there for many, many years. I don't know if you have, if you've been listening to some of what we've been talking about here, but everything has really accelerated today in a major way. And really, it's an implementation of everything that we've seen, everything we've been predicting for many years, isn't it?
Yeah, I said that to my sister when we were talking the last time. I said every prediction I've made to come true. It's not pleasant to say that. It's only going to get worse. We're in a Federal Reserve debt note system. It's just a gigantic situation under Agenda 21. That nobody talks about to this day, hardly, you know, and the documentation is right in front of your nose.
Yeah.
It's everywhere.
That's one thing that they put it all out there in plain view, don't they?
They do, especially in the schools. The schools are so controlled now and the children are so being manipulated. And, when they come out of school, what are they and where can they go to get a job as private, as outsourcing of American jobs have been going on for 20 years. It's such a well laid out plan, and it's the UN system. We're a vassal state of the UN. The State Department runs the show. The State Department has the building called the United States Mission to the United Nations in Washington, D.C. Nobody knows this. And Hillary Clinton is in the perfect position for her to maneuver her power without anybody saying a word. Oh, scared me to death.
Yeah, exactly. I want to real finish this up here. Mark, did you have anything else you wanted to add? Okay, I guess we don't have. Okay, he dropped. All right, what made you want to investigate, or how did you discover Agenda 21?
Oh, gee, it was sustainable development for so long for me, and honestly, I got to a point where I didn't want to know anymore. And so I didn't read Joan Vion's Global Straitjacket book. I used it for reference only. Had I read the preface, I would have understood Agenda 21 right away. But it was always sustainable development for me. The President's Council on Sustainable Development during the Clinton administration, which implemented the Agenda 21 program, which isn't in effect anymore, because everything's under control. Everything's being maneuvered in various government channels that nobody really knows about because the publicity's never covering it.
Yeah, it seems like the President's Council on Sustainable Development, the purpose was to basically kickstart the whole plan in this country, but now we have literally every federal agency implementing this plan, which most people view as just an environmental agenda. But the bottom line is it's a social control agenda, and literally everything, and you said it for years, but it's true, everything connects to this one thing. This is the blueprint for population control, for controlling everything we do, our behavior, modifying our economy. I mean, it's just remarkable. You know, Nancy and I live here in Michigan, and we hear our governor all the time talk about all these green programs that they want to implement.
Yeah.
You know, how this is going to save Detroit. This is going to save, replace the automobile manufacturing industry that has so devastated this country, or this state, rather, when it collapsed. And so everything is supposed to, Agenda 21, sustainable development, all these, it's going to be the new economy. And so far, it just hasn't worked.
You know, the funny thing is, as I was broadcasting a few years ago, I came across an article, and I forgot the title of it, but it was clamoring about why won't anybody mention anything about Agenda 21. And I found this person, and I said, where is this person? I've got to get her on. I quoted her ad nauseum because she was writing from her knowledge that had nothing to do with my knowledge or your knowledge, Darren.
Yeah.
And that was Nancy Levant.
Mm-hmm. Oh, bless your heart.
Oh, jeez. It was just amazing to connect to someone that, out of the blue, had everything connected like I did, and Darren, but yet I couldn't find her until I was off the air.
Well, Chris, I got to tell you, too, in all honesty, and I say this to our listeners, I found Agenda 21 by accident on the Internet, and then I found American Exposé by accident on the Internet, and I studied your website, I will betcha, for a good 2 years. And I learned what I learned from your website. I encourage listeners, if you do not understand Agenda 21, if you do not understand the dialectic in which we live, go to AmericanExpose.com. Simply read the entire website, and you will understand what we understand. It's very, very important. And, Chris, I want to ask you to tell our listeners, one of the things that I think is very difficult for people, specifically people who have never read Agenda 21, is, you know, when it's all said and done, and this new system of government is locked down, and all of the social manipulations through the partnering and the grant-based ties to the government, so on and so forth, are all said and done, as actually they are. What exactly happens to the American people? What do we look like then when
okay,
we have
hold,
no
hold
constant...
That thought, hold that thought for just a moment. Let's take a break. Folks, we'll be back in a moment with Chris Gerner and Nancy Levant. Stay with us. I'm Darren Wiggs. Nancy Levant is here, and we're visiting with Chris Gerner of American Exposé, the American Exposé broadcast and website, AmericanExposé.com, spelled with a K. Go there, www.AmericanExposé.com. Lots of research information, valuable information that everyone needs to know. Go ahead, Chris.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Oh, okay. What I was going to say is, you know, which clearly we are not constitutionally defined people anymore. Our government has run off with our government. So under their new system, what happens to us? What do we look like? How do we live?
Gun control comes into being one way or the other. We lose our firearms, and population reduction begins in a great way, in a public way. People will be hungry. It's not pleasant to think about these things at all. I don't think gun control came into being until State Department Publication 7277 was signed by John F. Kennedy in 1961. And then gun control came into being. This 1968 Gun Control Act is totally draconian. They still don't know how to deal with the population with their guns, and so they continue to pump publicity about gunmen doing bad things. But they never talk about the people that defend their families and themselves with firearms, and firearms actually make the weak equal to the strong, which is most necessary at this stage in the game. But that's where I see the problem, is the State Department engineering the directions, and where do we go from here? Well, is the handful of people that are understanding what's going on any larger than it was when I left 3 years ago?
I think it is, because there's a whole lot of people that have woke up in recent days, Chris, because of the look, I mean, the thing is, they can't help but wake up. They lost their jobs. You know, before it was really easy for people to live their lives and go about and pretend that everything was okay and fiddle while Rome burned, but now we can't do that anymore. So many people have been touched by the implementation of this system. And so I think that's why we see things now, and you're talking about State Department Publication 7277. If the listeners would go to a search engine and put in ammunition accountability, what you'll come across is a website where they are literally pushing for legislation in the various states to put unique identifiers on every single bullet that is sold, and to mandate that these unique identifiers be put in on these bullets, so that if a bullet is fired, they can trace it back to whoever bought the bullet. You know, they have had limited success because of the outcry against gun control in this country. That now they're just going after the bullets, too. You know, and so guns are worthless unless you have something to feed them. But, you know, it's very obvious that these food shortages are being engineered for us. We have our genetically modified foods. We have the Terminator seeds from Monsanto that have been engineered for us. Nancy, you uncovered the fact that that Monsanto is actually patenting pig reproduction.
Yes.
So, I mean, we have all these genetics.
Yeah, actually, the animal. Yeah, just amazing.
Yeah, we have all these genetics that have been put into place and manipulated for us. And,
well, and Darren, I think that we got to go back to the population reduction, because I have looked at this thing. I've looked at the contamination of the water, contamination of the food supply. But what most fascinates me and frightens me is the constant talk about the global pandemic combined with the designer viruses.
Mm-hmm.
And the recreation of military-grade viruses as weapons.
Yeah.
And the global pandemic is it's just this ongoing scare. And we have, you know, designer problems like SARS.
Well,
we have designer problems like AIDS. We have designer problems like autism.
Yeah.
Think of AIDS. I mean, AIDS was the one. And it was designed, according to my information, to decimate the population in Africa. But here we come out with Dr. Boyd Graves, and here he has the patent for the cure for AIDS. And so that kind of went and backfired at them, the globalist agenda people. But there's other ones, yes. There's other created viruses and created engineering to reduce the population, absolutely. And the vaccinations, holy moly. You know?
Yeah.
You could talk an entire program on vaccinations and whether you can trust them or not. And, population reduction is a big agenda, because a large population is difficult, if not impossible, to control.
Yep, that's it.
Darren, what is the name of that act that talks about the enforced vaccinations?
You're talking about the State Emergency Health Powers Act?
That's the one.
I know Chris is familiar with that as well, because what this was is model legislation that was introduced by one of these think tanks, and it was pushed shortly after September 11th, one of those things that they already had pre-written and ready to go to be plugged in as soon as the triggering crisis that they created was triggered. And they plugged it right in, and they pushed this legislation in all 50 states following September 11th. Hey, guys, we have to take another break, and when we come back, we have Robert in Texas, 800-313-9443. We'll be back. Welcome back to the broadcast, Govern America. GovernAmerica.com is the website, and AmericanExpose.com, spelled with a K, is Chris Gerner's website. Highly recommend that you check out all the information that's been compiled there, including the testimony from Robert Mueller from the FBI, where he said that the right-wing patriot movement remains a continuing threat to America today. He said that on February 16, 2005, before the Senate Committee on Intelligence of the United States Senate. Once again, Robert Mueller said the right-wing patriot movement consisting of militias, common law courts, tax protesters, and other anti-government extremists remains a continuing threat in America today. Sporadic incidents resulting in direct clashes with law enforcement are possible and will most likely involve state and local law enforcement personnel, such as highway patrol officers and sheriff deputies. This is one of the things, Chris, you were basically railing about, raving about the other day when I talked to you and invited you to come on to talk about this. We are being in a place now where we are being labeled terrorists, domestic terrorists, and it's already happened. We got the brochures on the website at governamerica.com where literally they put out field manuals talking about if you believe in the Constitution, you're a terrorist. It's only a matter of time before they start bringing us all into the camps, as I see it. And that may sound crazy to some new listener, but the documentation speaks for itself, doesn't it?
It does, and that's why people need to take that pamphlet or order the pamphlet from the FBI and go to their representative and say, hey, what's the deal here? What is our country founded under? And why are we being labeled as terrorists if we're not a vassal state of the UN system? You know, I mean, at this juncture, that's the only hope you have out there listening, is to take that pamphlet and go to your representative and say, what is this pamphlet all about? Why am I, a believer in the Constitution and Bill of Rights, being labeled a terrorist? And here we have our military going to 130-plus countries in the world, policing for the UN system, which is never publicized at all, which is costing a fortune. You know, it's just everything's so wrong, and yet the publicity's so right to keep us complacent and comfortable, especially when NASCAR comes around, the NFL, the Major League Baseball, et cetera, the sporting events to keep us occupied. It's just sick. And then beside the point of that, you've got weather modification and fire. The Global Fire Monitoring Center, which monitors all the fires on the globe.
Yeah.
Are they trying to fit us into this biodiversity map? I'd say yes, as the documentation speaks for itself there. And Karen Lee Bixman, she brought that up in 1995, before anybody. And, you know, there's so much documentation to tell us that we're right in what we're saying that it frightens me out of being on the radio.
Well, we know that from the Associated Press right now, Senate again passes bill to expand wilderness. You know, for the second time this year, the Senate passed a long-delayed bill to set aside more than 2 million acres in 9 states as protected wilderness from a California mountain range to a forest in Virginia. Mm. So these wilderness areas are being expanded like a cancer. And this is more land that people are not going to be able to develop and use. And you're talking about the Global Fire Monitoring Center burning people off the land. We know with the FEMA flood insurance and the floods, we can talk about that and how people are being flooded off their property. We've documented in the past from wire services reporting how when these FEMA grants go into these areas, people are not allowed to be rebuilt. The only development of the land is maybe for community parks and this kind of thing, implementing the human habitat areas in accordance with Chapter 7 of Agenda 21.
Yeah, it's so good that you're connecting the dots to all this.
And here's the thing. Chapter 4 is a chapter that everybody needs to be talking, reading, and studying because that's changing consumption patterns. Everything we see with the banking today, with all this consumerism going on, changing consumption patterns. That's the plan, ladies and gentlemen. Chris, let's go to the phone lines right now. Nancy, Chris, And let's talk to Robert in Texas. Robert, good morning.
Good morning. How are you? I would like to Nancy back into the discussion right quick. Since you're talking about Agenda 21, I wanted to know how you could or if you would tie that in with the National Security Memorandum 200 by Kissinger. And also relating to the same issue on the Council on Foreign Relations website right now, and this broke yesterday on InfoWars with Jim Mars, but there's a story up about the 45th Munich Security Conference they had just a month or two ago. And at that meeting, Jim Jones, the National Security Advisor, actually acknowledged that he was taking his orders from Henry Kissinger to this day and filtering down through Brent Scowcroft. And I just wanted to kind of tie in the three with Kissinger still running the show over there at the NSA, and I mean the National Security. And I'm just wondering how you could tie in the agenda, I mean, Agenda 21 to the Security Memorandum 200. Any of that makes sense? But
it makes perfect sense.
Yeah, I guess the biggest story is what Jim Mars broke about the Council on Foreign Relations actually hosting that article that shows. I mean, it flat out admits that Kissinger is still giving the orders over there, and I've got it right here on the screen. You could just go to Council on Foreign Relations and punch in remarks by National Security Advisor Jones at 45th Munich Conference on Security Policy. Right there in the first paragraph, you'll read, quote, "Thank you for that wonderful tribute to Henry Kissinger yesterday. Congratulations. As the most recent National Security Advisor of the United States, I take my daily orders from Dr. Kissinger, filtered down through General Brent Scowcroft and Sandy Berger, who is also here. We have a chain of command in the National Security Council that exists today." So they're admitting it. They're out in the open.
Yeah,
with this.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You directed your question to Nancy. I don't know. Nancy, did you want to tackle that?
I don't know specifically about this, but Kissinger has
certainly been. National Security Study Memorandum 200 deals with population reduction, if memory serves me correctly. And just as Chris was already saying, you know, the bottom line is everything that we're seeing today, they have to have a smaller population. That's why you have the bird flu. That's why they spent years, I think they spent 9 years, according to Wire reports, they spent 9 years recreating the 1918 Spanish flu virus. We know recently, in recent years, Baxter International, which is a domestic company, but they operate in many countries. They're one of the big multinationals. They have they actually mixed live bird flu virus, with a very virulent common flu virus, and shipped it out to, like, I don't know how many different countries. I think it was in the teens as far as the number of countries. But the point is they shipped it out to a number of different countries around the world, live bird flu virus mixed with the very highly virulent common flu viruses. So it's very apparent to me that the population reduction is a major component of this, and they have to have a smaller population in order to be able to pull it off.
Well, you know, Kissinger has been, you know, a primary long-term architect of this new system. Yeah, and the bottom line with population reduction is, you know, Kissinger did call people the rabble, the useless eaters. But the bottom line is, when you're talking about these architects of this system of theirs, you're talking about maybe globally a handful of people, maybe 10,000-20,000 people, as compared with the global population. There's, you know, and if they are pathological enough to think that they can control the entire world, there's really only one way that they're going to get away with that, and that is to eliminate most of it. There's too many of us to control.
Very good. Very good. Robert, did you have anything else?
I guess not. I just wanted people to make sure that they pull up on their Google remarks by National Security Advisor Jones at the 45th Munich Conference on Security Policy. And they're going to see with their own eyes the Council on Foreign Relations. In the first paragraph, you're going to see that it admits that Kissinger is still in control over there.
Absolutely.
And, no doubt, yeah.
And Kissinger was a spy for the Soviets, as I recall.
I think he's actually like a Nazi communist. I mean, I'm not sure what he is. I know that he's a disgusting pig. You know, I mean, he makes me sick. He really does.
Yeah, yeah.
I follow him. I follow everything he does. You could put a Google alert on Kissinger, and it'll give you all the news every day. And, you know, this is someone that we need to take care of. I'm not suggesting violence, but we need to expose him.
Hey, but listen, he's untouchable, but you bring up very important points.
Okay, I appreciate y'all's time. You have a great morning, and let's expose this. So let's also expose that governor of Missouri as well for defending the MIAC report. Jay Nixon, it just broke also that he's out. He's going to defend the MIAC report. And so Ron Paul and Bob Barr and Chuck Baldwin,
hold on a second, Robert. Robert, I want you to elaborate a little bit more on the MIAC report in just a moment here.
Okay.
So hang on. Chris, go ahead with your comments.
I was basically finished.
Oh, okay.
I just want to mention that this gentleman is very wide awake.
Yes.
What gave you the desire to become so awake, Bob?
Well, that's a good question. I heard once before that there's a gene inside our chromosomes. I'm just joking, but I just feel like I'm afraid we're going to lose our national sovereignty, obviously, to both the United Nations and above that to a secret elite group of like Nancy said, maybe 10,000 or so, but mainly the eugenics. I don't want to die, you know.
Do you have children?
No, actually, I don't. I just.
Well,
what is it
that gave you the desire to learn more about the mess that we're in?
I think the main desire, it's just I feel a sense of patriotism, and I guess about in 1996, I believe I discovered InfoWars and Alex Jones because I lived in Austin, Texas. And his passion for it, and it just kind of rubbed off on me as I realized how serious this matter is. I mean, we're facing dire times. They're putting bird flu in the vaccinations, you know. They're putting cancer viruses in the vaccinations. They're putting chemtrails in the air. They're putting fluoride in the water. We've got a eugenicist running the show over there in the national security. You know, we've got a puppet in the White House for Obama, and it's just frightening. I do not support the United Nations in any way. I believe that God gave us sovereignty, and we're not a communist people. We're supposed to be independent. He gave us independence. That's why he gave a set of eyeballs and a set of feet and stuff. He didn't make us into, like, if you look at an aspen forest. All the roots are connected, but that's the way God constructed that forest, which makes it the largest living organism on the surface of Earth.
We're equal to a tree and a plant now.
That's right. We're independent. We have our own feet, our own roots, and we're not a collective body. Now we can function in a civilized manner and cooperate with our fellow human beings. And lend a helping hand and that sort of thing. But that's a lot different than forced servitude and all that, you know. So I guess just the main thing is just patriotism to answer your original question, Chris.
Yeah.
I appreciate that question as well.
Hey, real quickly, before you go, elaborate a little bit more on this MIAC report.
Well,
because that ties into what we were talking about earlier about being labeled domestic terrorist, right?
Yeah, it's very frightening. That has to be probably the largest story so far of this year, as far as our community goes. You know, I guess the kind of awakened one, so to speak. But it's very frightening because it's not just in Missouri, which MIAC is an abbreviation, I mean, an acronym for Missouri the Missouri Information Analysis Center. And
okay.
What it is it's the feds, it's a fusion center in Missouri that receives a report from the federal government, which basically is, you know, the CIA or the FBI, whoever is in charge over there of the homeland, so to speak. And they pump out these reports to all these fusion centers around the country. And what it does is it's profiling. All it does is profile a certain group of people. In this particular case, it's profiled the Ron Paul, Bob Barr, Chuck Baldwin supporters. It's profiled basically anybody opposed to anything, like the RFID chip, the New World Order in particular, which is just all frightening, because the cops then see that, and the dumbed down 10 or 20% of them who are just gung-ho to go wring someone's neck, they just got back from Iraq or something, and they see a Ron Paul bumper sticker, and they pull you over. And I can attest to that. Here in Texas, I was pulled over for having not a Ron Paul bumper sticker, but an InfoWars and a Prison Planet bumper sticker.
It's funny that you say that, because I was just talking to our board operator, Manny, just before the program began here, and he was telling me the same thing, that they have a board operator there named Alex, I believe his name is, and he's there today, and he was just pulled over as well for having a Ron Paul bumper sticker, if I understood correctly. So, you know, I mean, anybody who is supporting the Constitution, anybody who is a freedom-loving American, is going to be profiled. And we've
That's
been
right.
saying this for years.
That's
haven't
right,
we, Chris.
Yeah.
We already are being profiled. We have been for over a year or two now.
Here's the amazing thing about all this. I had American Exposé bumper stickers made for me by one of my listeners. And I had one on my truck. And I took it off after September 11th because I didn't want to get messed up into a foreign land, because I just moved out here to Oklahoma, and I didn't want to get messed with. So I took the bumper sticker off because I knew exactly what you're saying right now was going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Hey, thanks for the call, Robert. God bless you, man. Keep the faith. We have George also in Texas coming up after the break. 800-313-9443. Darren Weeks, Nancy Levant, we're visiting with Chris Gerner of American Exposé, AmericanExposé.com, spelled with a K. We'll be back in a moment. This is Govern America on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Welcome back to the broadcast, Govern America. We're visiting with Chris Gerner of AmericanExposé.com, American spelled with a K. That's AmericanExposé.com. He's a former talk show host, been researching the UN system for many, many years. And Chris says, really, he's the reason why I blame you for the fact that I'm here.
It's my fault.
Me too.
Yeah.
It's my fault.
You're the one that drug me onto the airwaves back, I think it was around 2005 sometime.
Think it was more like 2003.
Well, I don't remember.
But I could be wrong.
I don't remember exactly what the year was, but it's...
I quit in 2005, you know.
A long time ago. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's amazing how fast time goes.
Yeah,
isn't
that amazing?
Well, George from Texas has been waiting for a very long time. I want to go ahead and get to him. And the number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And, George, good morning. Are you there, George? Do we have George?
Jorge.
Okay. George? Okay, well, let's go to Mark then. Let's go to Mark in Ohio. Mark, good morning. Okay, I'm not sure what's going on here.
It's a conspiracy.
Well, we'll get the gremlins out of the phone line. In the meantime, from the BBC, we see Obama warns of U.S. food hazard. Mm. President Barack Obama has said the U.S. food safety system is a public health hazard and in need of an overhaul. Mm. He sounded the warning during his weekly radio and video address as he appointed a new head of the Federal Food and Drug Administration. What is this about? Well, we have the Codex Alimentarius Commission going on. And Chris, you know, the Codex Alimentarius, we've been talking about that for years as well. The regulation, international standardization of food is a major reality today, isn't it?
Yes. Yes. It's unfortunate that all this is coming into play. and everything surrounds everything's surrounded by the federal government and their control now,
mm-hmm.
because of the economic system, because of the debt dollar system, legal tender for all debts, public and private, on your paper money. It's been engineered to happen this way. You have to, you don't have to go too far into the documentation to realize that, unfortunately, every prediction you and I have made, Nancy's made, is coming to fruition, because the documentation speaks for itself. And I keep saying documentation because we don't talk about it unless you can document it.
That's right. That's right. Because otherwise, you know, I mean, your credibility is priceless. And there's a lot of things that float around on the Internet and various other avenues. But if it's not documented, it can sound real sensational. But
yeah.
You have to be able to. And then the thing about it is there's enough that we can document. I mean, really, that's the thing that really has amazed me so much, Chris, mm-hmm. about everything that we've been able to do. You know, back when you started this, I mean, documentation wasn't that easy to do. But with the Internet, I mean, they put everything out there. It's
yeah.
right there in plain view. And, you know, the lingo's a little bit difficult to decipher at first until you learn what they mean by certain words. But once you start learning their lingo and what they mean, I mean, they say exactly what they mean, and they mean exactly what they say.
There it is.
You know, it just takes people spending the time, investing the time to go and understand what's being done and why it's being done. And you can understand how where we're headed, ultimately. Let's take another break, the top of the hour break. And I'm told we have George from Texas back. Mark from Ohio will get to you as well. 800-313-9443. Chris Gerner is with us, American Exposé, and of course, our hostess, Nancy Levant. We'll be back.